What was the difference in the two games, do you think?
Well, really, Friday's game, we were down 22-29. I called a timeout. We were struggling. We came back and went on a 10-0 run, had the lead, or 8-0 run, I guess, and had the lead, and then went back and forth one possession. And we were down one and had a couple of opportunities to score and didn't. And I think we had three, actually. And then they hit a deep three and stretched it to 4 points. So then we had to foul to try to get the ball back as they spread the floor on us. And so the score doesn't really indicate how close the game was. We had to foul at the end, and we didn't make our baskets, and they made all their free throws. And then Saturday's game came down, same thing, to one possession. So, you know, I think the difference was we executed a little better on Saturday than we did on Friday. Still made a few mistakes. We had a four-point lead, you know, with the ball with a couple minutes to go and had a couple of mistakes and let them back in. Maybe we had a six-point lead, whatever it was. But we made enough good plays down the stretch on Saturday to win.
How about individually? Anybody stand out this weekend?
Saturday's game was we were out a couple of players, injuries and other things. And then we had a player go down in the game. So we were down to seven guys in a hard-fought game, and we're in some foul trouble. And, you know, our two subs that we had, Elijah Whitaker and Gage Masson, played some important minutes. You know, Gage came in just for a couple of minutes there, but he had a steal and played, you know, got the crowd excited for us and stuff. And Elijah played solid all the way through. So it really took all seven of us. That's not, you know, we've been playing 9-10 guys. So I was real happy with everybody's grit that they showed on Saturday. And I also think that one of the things we've been trying to establish is leadership on the floor. And I thought that Rick Kumps and Latham Johnson, in different ways, really showed good leadership skills down the stretch, just throughout the ball game, just keeping us energized and focused and just kept battling.
These are the first home games of the season here.
Yeah, a long time coming. I don't think I've ever had our first home games in the middle of February before. And what a great atmosphere. I was so happy for the kids to be able to play here. We always have a great crowd, but to have a, you know, excellent pep band, they were fantastic, and our cheerleading squad on the sideline, you miss that. It was great for the kids to be here, and of course our community always comes out and supports. It was a nice loud gym. Just happy for the guys to be able to play in a great atmosphere like that.